The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. My yoke is easy, Jesus says. And my burden is light. Jesus never said that there wouldn't be a burden in following him. In fact, he promised that there would be a burden in following him. Take up your cross and follow me, says the Lord. The Lord carried the burden on his back of every sin that had ever been committed in all of history. And he asks us to take up our cross as well. He never said that there wouldn't be a burden, because his burden is the cross. So here's the question for the day. How on earth could Jesus' burden ever be easy? How on earth can Jesus' yoke ever be light? Let's take a closer look, okay? You might find this interesting. You might find this interesting. My yoke is easy, Jesus says. Now, what's interesting about that is that if you go back to the original text of Matthew, right, the original Greek text, you find that the word for easy is krestos. And krestos doesn't just mean easy. Krestos also means well-fitting. Now, you might know that a yoke was a wooden truss, and it was made to fit a pair of oxen, right? Doesn't so much add a burden as allow a burden to be born. You might already know that. What you might not know is that every yoke was custom carved to fit the pair of oxen. Custom carved by a carpenter to fit the pair of oxen. Now, what did Jesus do for a living before he went into his public ministry? You know what he did. He was a carpenter. One of the things he would have done dozens and dozens of times over was to carve a custom yoke to fit a pair of oxen. And it's not difficult to imagine that Jesus carved the finest yokes in all of Nazareth. And in a sense, he still does. Because the yoke that he carves for you is the cross that he's placed into your life. And it fits so well. It's a custom fit just for you. Do you know what would happen if you didn't have a custom fit for a yoke? If you had something, I don't know, off the rack, or something that was designed for somebody else, something never intended? Imagine a yoke on an oxen and it's too small. Try to imagine what that would be like as you're trying to pull a plow. Imagine if it's too big. Imagine what that complication, that burden, that awkwardness might entail. Those are the yokes, brothers and sisters, that we carve for ourselves in life. Now, let me just ask you to go home and ponder this. How many burdens in your life are you carrying right now that God never intended for you? Yokes of your own carving. Awkward, difficult, burdensome, cumbersome. Stop and ask yourself this question. How many of those yokes are you carrying when you know that God himself, in his goodness, has placed a cross into our lives that if we carry it well, that it'll lead us all the way to heaven? It might not be the most pleasant thing in the world, but it fits so well. Let's throw off all the ones that aren't of God's handiwork, shall we? That's what he means when he says, "My yoke is easy." What on earth does he mean when he says that it's light? Well, turns out that any burden you carry with love is always light. You know, one of my favorite things to say every time I do a wedding is to quote the old rite of marriage, in which it said that when love is present, sacrifice is easy. Where there's no love, sacrifice is difficult and irksome. But wherever there's love, it's not only easy, it can become a joy. Every burden carried in love is light. That's the secret. Now, if you ever get a chance to go to St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, I don't know if they'll ever allow travel again, but if they ever do, okay? You see a statue, an enormous statue right up by the sanctuary of the man who pierced Jesus' heart with a lance. Remember that story in the gospel? And the soldier pierced his heart with a lance and immediately blood and water gushed forth. There's a pious tradition that goes along with that story. And they say that the man who pierced Jesus' side had an ailment in his vision, in his eyes. And the moment that the blood and water of Jesus gushed onto him, his vision was perfected. His ailment was cured. And there's a lesson that goes along with that. The closer you draw to the cross of the Lord, the better you're able to see, spiritually speaking. See what matters, see what doesn't, see what's worth worrying about, see what's not worth worrying about. The ancient Christians used to say, ubi amor ibi oculus, where there's love, there's vision. Because the heart of Christ is a wounded heart. And he grants vision to those who share that wound, who carry their cross with their eyes on the Lord in love. That's what he means when he says, my burden is light. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Always follows the Friday immediately after Corpus Christi. Why do we celebrate this on a Friday? Because that was the day Jesus died on the cross. That was the day that he showed us the depths of his love for us. Why do we celebrate it after Corpus Christi? Well, because there's a connection between the Feast of Corpus Christi and the Feast of the Sacred Heart. They both exist to remind us of things that are easy to forget. What's Corpus Christi exist to remind us of? The reality of Jesus in the Eucharist, right? Easy to forget, doesn't look like very much, but what do we believe? It's a good thing we got First Communion today. What do we believe about the Eucharist, young folk? Answer me in one word. Who is the Eucharist? It's Jesus. I know you were going to say that, right? It's Jesus. Answer me in one word. Who is the Eucharist? It's Jesus, body and blood, soul and divinity, hidden under the appearance of a piece of bread and wine. Easy to forget. You know what else is easy to forget? That God loves you. Very easy to forget. Because don't we all suffer carrying our burdens in life? And we think that God's got it in for us, doesn't he? Right? We think that God is A-W-O-L. Not if you remember that this cross that you're carrying has been custom fit to your shoulders. Not if you keep your eyes on the Lord and remember that he hasn't given any of this for your harm, but to lead you to heaven. A little thought to remember here on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. May the heart of our Lord have mercy on us and fill us with the abundance of his blessings, now and always. Amen.